DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 20. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, 73. We'll see wind gusts at 30. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 53. As we head into Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies, windy, temps lower 70s. Right now, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The mayor of Kansas' largest city warning the public to take the coronavirus seriously as case numbers soar and rural hospitals are struggling to find larger facilities with room for their patients. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple blamed a rise in cases on a perfect storm of people being fatigued over prevention measures, longing to see their families, and moving events indoors as the weather grows colder. In Sedgwick County, the number of confirmed cases increased by 54% over the past month, jumping from 9,509 on October 5th to 14,694 on Wednesday of this week. Coronavirus and the Kansas City Chiefs, they closed their facility after practice yesterday when an unidentified staff member tested positive for COVID-19. That forced the team to continue their preparations remotely for Sunday's game against Carolina. The Chiefs became the third NFL team this week to close its facility due to positive tests. Mid-America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on select stock vehicles. We'll approve credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offered rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
A 20-year-old woman accused of hitting a man with her car and then dragging him for a block and a half has been charged with attempted first-degree murder. 20-year-old Aubriana Wilburn of Wichita made her first court appearance yesterday and was also charged with aggravated battery. She remains jailed on a $150,000 bond. The incident happened in June when police say Wilburn was driving a Ford Focus and was backing out of a parking stall at a business. The victim was walking through the parking lot and was almost hit. During an ensuing disturbance, Wilburn allegedly intentionally struck the 33-year-old man with her car, dragging him for 1.5 blocks before fleeing the scene. Cake TV meteorologist Frank Waugh says the warm temperatures will continue through the weekend and then a chance of rain, perhaps.
Chance for rain and even some thunder in there Monday and Tuesday of next week. That stands right now our best chance to pick up some measurable rain, quarter inch to maybe as much as 3/4 inch.
Your mileage may vary. Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Governor Pete Ricketts imploring residents of the state to follow Nebraska's voluntary coronavirus safety guidelines as the number of new cases and hospitalizations have surged to record levels. Ricketts is also suggesting that the state could reimpose social distancing mandates that were lifted back in September. His comments yesterday came as the state's top public health official warned that Nebraska needs to reduce the number of cases to avoid overwhelming hospitals. Nebraska reported a record 1,828 new coronavirus cases on Wednesday. The number of daily hospitalizations soared to a high of 698 the same day, following a week of exponential growth. The election office in one of Nebraska's largest counties closed to the public after the commissioner and several staffers tested positive for corona. The Omaha World Herald reports that the Sarpy County Election Commissioner's Office closed yesterday and is expected to reopen in 1 week. Rick Everett, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
The last thing anybody needs in 2020 is more uncertainty about their health. Community Healthcare System reminds you to protect yourself and your family by making plans to get a flu shot. Everyone over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated against the flu. The vaccine has a good safety record and should help prevent flu-related doctor visits, illnesses, missed days of school and work, or even death. Call one of Community Healthcare System clinics today to schedule an appointment. Thank you for helping Community Healthcare System safeguard your health. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that they serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County USD 108 schools closed Friday as an on-staff adult case of COVID-19 was identified Thursday that may have had multiple student exposures, with some students exhibiting symptoms. In order to keep students and staff safe and allow time for the district to track any additional potentially affected individuals, classes were suspended at Washington County Friday. Remote learning continues at Valley Heights USD 498 for junior and senior high students. Reportedly, 71 people affiliated with the school are in quarantine, with 17 confirmed positive cases. With increases in COVID counts, Marshall County Commissioners at Monday's meeting agreed to temporarily close the senior dining sites, including the Helvering Center at Marysville, as well as the Blue Rapids and Frankfort Nutrition sites, effective Monday. Curbside pickup and delivery options remain available, with requests to be coordinated through the Agency on Aging office at 562-5522. A house fire was reported in Blue Springs Thursday morning. Blue Springs and Wymore Fire Departments responded shortly before 10:30 a.m. to a residence at Irving and North Washington Streets. The occupants were able to escape safely, although it is believed several cats inside may have perished. No cause has been determined as yet. The cold weather rule in Kansas is in effect through the end of March. Utility disconnections are disallowed with certain specifications, and payment plans with utility providers are an option. This applies to residential customers under KCC jurisdiction. Citizens can learn more through the Kansas Corporation Commission website or by phone at 1-800-662-0027. Marshall County 4-H held a virtual achievement banquet last Sunday, recognizing the Joe and Amy Schmitz family of Axtell as Family of the Year. They've been involved in 4-H the past 28 years and are active with the Axtell Busy Bees. Other awards and achievements were also recognized as October concluded the annual 4-H month recognition. The Veterans Museum, recently established at the former Masonic Temple in Seneca, will be open this Sunday 11 to 2 in recognition of Veterans Day upcoming Tuesday. Artifacts on display are related to Nemaha County service members and showcase their contributions. The museum is regularly open Tuesdays 9 to 4:30. The Marshall County Historical Museum in Marysville announced earlier this week they will be closed until further notice due to COVID threats. Staff remains available for requests and information. Martha J. McGinnis, age 71, of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Martha McGinnis. Patty L. McCord, age 61, of Fairbury, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church in Fairbury. Burial in the McCord Boot Hill Cemetery. Gertis Meyer, Funeral Home of Fairbury, in charge of arrangements for Patty McCord. Lonnie A. Shannon, age 82, of Vermilion, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8, at the Axtell Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Lonnie Shannon. Estella M. Bernasic, age 91, of Beatty, passed away Wednesday. Private family service is planned Saturday at Kinsley Mortuary with burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Stella Vernasik. Emma Lou Nelson, age 98, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Wednesday, November 11th, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Interment in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Emma Lou Nelson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, fish, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, and cinnamon pears. Monday, beef tips, egg noodles, whole wheat bread, carrots, and peaches. KNDY News Time 7:15.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we are still seeing quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. High pressure system overhead across the upper parts of the Midwest. We have the zonal flow, west to easterly flow of winds. Same thing in the central parts of the United States, still bringing some very warm temperatures for this time of year. That will continue as we head into Sunday, into Monday, before we see a cool down as a low pressure system will move in, bringing some rain showers. So across the area, sunny, mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, upper 50s with wind gust at 20. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, around 73. We'll see wind gust at 30. Tomorrow night, mostly clear at 53. As we head into Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, windy, lower 70s, and Sunday night, partly cloudy skies. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early November, 61. Record high on this date, 85. The average low, 35, and the record low, 11 degrees. Sunset this evening, 5:21. Sunrise in the morning at 7:01. It's 45 degrees. Winds are calm this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 6th of November. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Packers shine on Thursday Night Football. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. In a rematch of last season's NFC Championship game, the Packers flipped the script against a depleted 49ers squad.
Rodgers pulls back from center, from the pocket, lofts it deep down the left side. Adams makes the adjustment, the catch, he's got it at the pylon, touchdown! Oh, what a catch!
The call on WTMJ, with multiple 49ers out due to injury or COVID, Aaron Rodgers torched the San Fran defense, throwing for 305 yards and four touchdowns. Packers cruise to a 34-17 win. Leaders of the NBA Players Union have approved a plan to start a 72-game 2020-2021 season December 22nd. Both sides still need to iron out details on an amended collective bargaining agreement. Once an agreement is formalized, the league will lift the moratorium and open for business on trades prior to the November 18th draft. The NFL has fined the Las Vegas Raiders $500,000 and docked the team's sixth-round draft pick next year for what it calls brazen and repeated violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. Head coach John Gruden was fined an additional $150,000 for not consistently wearing a mask on the sidelines. NBA, the Rockets formally presented Steven Silas as new head coach. The son of former NBA great Paul Silas has over 20 years of experience as an assistant, embracing the expectations that come with inheriting a roster featuring the likes of James Harden and Russell Westbrook.
To have two future Hall of Famers and All-Stars and MVPs and being in a win-now situation, that's great. I'm a win-now coach.
The Pistons are reportedly considering moving up in this year's NBA draft with their eyes set on top prospect LaMelo Ball. Detroit currently holds the 7th pick. Ball has already met with the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are expected to take him with the first overall pick. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night regional football action. Marysville at southeast of Saline, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover entertains Axta live on FM 95.5. Frankfurt hosting St. John's Beloit, streaming only on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. Census Bureau and the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis announced the goods and services trade deficit at $63.9 billion in September. That's down $3.2 billion from the $67 billion in August. Now, this is the first time in 3 months the trade deficit has shrunk. September total exports, $176.4 billion, $4.4 billion more than August. September imports, $240.2 billion, or $1.2 billion more than the August imports. Exports of goods increased $3.7 billion to $122.8 billion in December. These export figures note that exports of food, feed, and beverages increased $1.6 billion, most of that a $1.4 billion increase in soybean exports. Now, the deficit with China decreased $2.1 billion to $24.3 billion in September. Now, U.S. farmers are enjoying the increased sales to China. With a bump in commodity markets this fall, USDA reports weekly corn sales 16% higher than a week ago. The weekly soybean sales slipped, but remain at the highest pace in some 2 years. The Trump administration requesting the U.S. Supreme Court extend the response deadline to a petition from oil refiners that the court review prior court decisions. The request had pushed the response deadline to December 14th from November 12th. The case relates to waivers issued to refiners under the Renewable Fuel Standard. Earlier this year, an appeals court ruled the EPA waivers granted to small refiners after 2010 should only be approved as extensions. Farm and biofuel groups welcomed the ruling. The EPA later tossed out several exemptions. Still, more than 50 waivers are pending action by the EPA. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, folks, as we do every Friday morning, we check around the world of agriculture with great reporting through the Steckline Report with Larry Steckline. And without further ado, Larry, take it away.
USDA comes out with some interesting information about ag exports. We've known it in agriculture for a good long time. But those of you non-ag people, you might listen up just a minute. The recent ag exports impacted our U.S. economy at more than $300 billion. That's right. Data from the information from 2018 shows total ag exports created $302.5 billion in economic output in 2018. Therefore, USDA estimates that every single dollar earned by ag exports generated, listen to this now, for every dollar, it generates another almost $2 of additional economic activity. That's the same thing that goes along with all agricultural goods sold in America, whether it's cattle, dairy, hogs, whatever it might be. Every dollar that they bring goes into our economy and is spent seven times around. That's why it's so important to the economy of this U.S. that agriculture stays strong. In the meantime, China's increased appetite for product continues. They still think it's cheap enough to buy, but I bet you it'll slow down a little bit with these higher prices that we're thankful to get. See you on the next Steckline Report.
For Larry Steckline, I'm Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it, regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offer valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock, new GL464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty Eck discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 8,9,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Offers expire November 30th, 2020.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Well, they found an Asian giant hornet nest, and what researchers did next is pretty amazing. More after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Well, 2020 sure brought us a lot of things we did not want. COVID, chief among them. But what we did not get was an invasion of Asian giant hornets. Remember early on in the year, the scaremongers had us thinking that those things were going to be swarming around North America, invading and destroying beehives that are so important to agriculture, maybe even attacking livestock, maybe attacking humans. Well, to date, only one nest has been found, and that's on a property in far northwestern Washington State. And what researchers at the Washington State Department of Agriculture are accomplishing is nothing short of remarkable. Using Bluetooth-enabled gadgets, they are tracking these hornets, measuring things like body temperature and whatnot. Matt Buffington is an entomologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and he's back with me again today to talk about these hornets.
We don't really know anything about their behavior, which means we're kind of shooting in the dark when it comes to trying to understand how we might stop their spread. Because by recording body temperature, you can determine when they're attacking a bee colony, and then you can determine when they've gone back to their own nest. So you can get an idea of the time frame, like how long did these attacks take? Because the temperature inside the colony, the bee colony, is going to be different than the wasp nest. So they can tell these things apart. The basic natural history data is fascinating. I mean, we can use that natural history data to understand them and control them. But from a purely scientific standpoint, it's fascinating that we can actually put microchips on insects and track them through the environment. I find that just so... No, 2001: A Space Odyssey was way off on this one. Like no one called this one coming.
You know? Yeah, it's really pretty mind-boggling.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's pretty neat. It's neat to see the imagination of scientists really working on problems like this. Like I personally would not have thought of that. And someone with a different way of looking at nature said, "Hey, you know what? I have an idea." it's a fascinating interface of technologies and. If it's able to be pulled off, that's going to be awesome. It could be a real game changer for how things like this are studied.
Matt Buffington, an entomologist with the USDA, back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. A service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
I sure appreciate you taking time to listen today to Farming America and hope you have a great weekend. Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
While trees are great for shade, they can also grow in places we don't really want them to. And when they do, call Pastures Plus and Removal. They'll cut cedar trees, clean your pastures, fence row, even your CRP. Call Phil at 402-239-3210 for a quote and to get on the schedule. That's 402-239-3210. Serving Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas. Get rid of all of unwanted trees simply by calling Pastures Plus and Removal at 402-239-3210. With Pastures Plus and Removal, trees don't stand a chance.
729 from KNDY. Sunshine and 43 degrees, middle 70s on a mild high again today, and a very pleasant weekend ahead.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Chiefs coach Andy Reid would have loved to have Christian McCaffrey in his offense. The versatile running back of the Carolina Panthers can do just about everything that Reid asks of his own backfield. He never got that opportunity when the Panthers took him 8th overall in the 2017 draft. But the Chiefs turned out okay. Two spots later, they drafted quarterback Patrick Mahomes, who merely led them to their first Super Bowl title in 5 decades. Now, Reid could get his first chance to see McCaffrey in person when the Panthers visit Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday. In a side note, the Chiefs closed their facility after practice yesterday when an unidentified staff member tested positive for COVID-19. The team is continuing preparations for Sunday's game against Carolina. Kansas College football tomorrow. The Jayhawks and the Sooners kick it off at 2:30. And then at 3 o'clock, it's Oklahoma State and the Kansas State Wildcats. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Regional postseason football action kicks off Friday. A premier 8-man matchup pits two Twin Valley League teams for a second meeting this season as Hanover entertains Axtell. Axtell coach Eric Detweiler talks about what it will take to defeat Hanover, who won the matchup between the teams earlier this year.
We got to minimize mistakes. Last time we had about a 1 to 2 minute spell in that ball game where Hanover scored 3 touchdowns. Momentum is a huge thing in 8-man football, and we can't have that little 2 to 5 minute window of bad mistakes, limit turnovers, things that lead to huge momentum swings in this ball game. You know, Hanover kind of runned at will on us last time. You know, had a pretty good idea what they were trying to do to us, and we just couldn't stop it. You know, we got to focus on that, minimizing mistakes and stopping their simple plays before we can even worry about what they try to do offensively otherwise.
Meanwhile, Hanover Wildcat coach Matt Poyer knows his team can't take a previous win this season for granted, and they'll have to be at their best to defeat the Eagles tonight.
We're going to need to limit the big play on the defensive side of the ball. We have to make sure that we are very assignment sound and not allowing them to score in bunches. And, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, just like the old adage says, you got to take care of the football. You know, I feel like we're going to be able to do some things on the offensive side of the ball. But at the same time, you know, our kids need to make sure that they execute. As far as our focus goes, I've never really one that kind of dwells on the past or whatever. But I definitely think that it is, in this case, a little bit in the back of our kids' mind that this is the team that ended our goal last year.
Additional coaches' comments from Axtell and Hanover on our pregame show this evening preceding the live broadcast with kickoff at 7, live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Opposite that broadcast, Marysville travels to southeast of Saline to meet an undefeated team. Bulldogs 4-4 face undefeated southeast of Saline. Marysville head coach Dustin Hoyer.
They're not flashy or fancy or anything like that. You know, they've got a very talented roster. They've got a couple of kids especially that do some really good things, and they've been able to kind of line up and be better than people most of the year. And we've come a long ways. I hope we have enough opportunities left to kind of see just how good we can be. But I think our kids are hungry to make sure that we improve every Friday. I think that they're excited about the opportunity to go out and play a game that we don't think anybody's going to really give us a chance in, and not to play the underdog card. But I think our kids are excited to prove something this week.
Dustin Hoyer will also be our guest on the Coach's Corner this evening following sports airing at about 5:30, as well as our pregame show ahead of a 7 o'clock broadcast live tonight on AM 1570, FM 94.1, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Marysville at southeast of Saline, Class 3A. Class 1A Centralia hosting Wobunsee. 8-man Division 2 in our broadcast feature Hanover entertains Axtell. Frankfurt is at St. John's Tipton. We'll have that game streaming live on our website, KNDYRadio.com. Cape Rep's pregame show airs this evening at 6, a roundup of all those teams still in postseason football action.
November is a busy month for our feathered friends. We'll share a few bird-watching highlights today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 6th, the 311th day of the year. Composer and conductor John Philip Sousa was born on this day, and a patent for the electric shaver was awarded to Jacob Schick on this day in 1928. November can be a fun month for bird-watching enthusiasts. It's a good time of year for rare sightings. Migrating birds often get blown off course or simply fly in the wrong direction. East Coast species can end up in the West and vice versa. Even wrong-way strays from other continents have been spotted from time to time. Winter finches may begin to appear at backyard feeders this month as well. And if a snowy owl eruption is coming to your neck of the woods, early sightings may be found in open fields and near lake shores. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check out our backyard birding info at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Carl, he lives next door. Pink flamingos on his porch. At night he teaches driving school, and he sits out by his plastic pool. He takes off his shirt, he opens up a cold one. Old Carl Bean's a fool, but it takes one to know one.